And the list goes on down the line. And the list goes on.
Sup, Jimmy?
I don't even know where to go after that conversation we just had off the air.
Riley Walker says Moxley versus Tanahashi. Could that be the Cincinnati show? Nope. I think if they were going to do that, it would have been it All Out. I don't think Tanahashi's coming over here.
JJ really? Said,
yeah.
So you think Moxley will have to? Yeah. So Moxley will face him maybe in Japan at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel Pearl says, as your actual Fightful champion, I trust I'll be receiving one of those commemorative replica titles to commemorate my reign.
So let me just say this, Joel Pearl.
I mean, he probably should. That should be the thing, right? Like, you get a replica if you win.
No. So let me just say this. And I mean no disrespect when I say this. There's going to be two versions of the retail championship. There's going to be two. So there's the one that Sean showed off, which is kind of like the deluxe premium version. There's going to be another version that's going to be... No, it'll still be nice, but it'll be more cost effective.
Oh,
yeah. So I'm going to have two versions, the premium and the cost effective version. I just don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Cause I don't want to call it the cost effective version.
Yes.
But, possibly I might consider giving replicas of the cost effective version to champions, to former champions.
Okay.
But the premium one takes way too long to make and too much money to produce, with all due respect. And so I'm probably not going to be giving those out to former champions.
Eric says, are you going to have a fan meetup in the New York show? We have zero plans to do a fan meetup at any point right now until this is fixed. I'm not doing that. Sorry. I am hopeful that I'll travel to New York. I'm hopeful I'll get to come to Toronto this fall, Jimmy. Hopeful.
I should look into a Blue Jay suite. I was going to do that. I don't know the rules yet.
I mean, September's about all there is. But you know what? I like Toronto Raptors games.
And the Raptors are actually back playing in the city this year. Yeah,
I know.
I'll look into it.
Come up there for a Wednesday. I could do your show. I could probably do the AEW show from a hotel room. I got a nice little Surface Pro. You know, I can get the work done.
I'll look around. I'll poke around.
Matt Black says, after Adam Cole gets signed by a new company, who do you think will be the new hot free agent in pro wrestling? Ah, you're not getting that one out of me, buddy. not doing that. But Pete Dunne is what I would assume. Alan says, it seems to be all that confirmed that Danielson is AEW bound. Has there been any news if TK has paid for the final countdown? No, because that doesn't have to be disclosed. It's not like a trademark thing where it's something we can run through a database.
Right.
I mean, he could either pay for the final countdown or, quite frankly, not pay for Rise of the Valkyries, which has been used for the last 10 years for Daniel Bryan and is synonymous with him. Yeah. Joel says he's getting hosed. Dante says everyone thinks SRS versus Denise's feud of the year, but I think it's SRS versus psycho Twitter trolls. I know there are people that are like, oh, just ignore it. I would rather cast a light on people who are absolutely psychotic. That way people know, you know what, maybe I shouldn't deal with them. And then in the event that they ever do some bullshit stalkerish stuff, I have a very established record of, hey, look, this person has been a psychotic nut well before this. So, yeah, that's why I do that. I want to make sure that you guys know, oh, this person's a fucking dope.
My favorite thing that you do whenever someone shits on you is you just post a screenshot of them saying they follow you.
Yeah, they follow me.
I like that the best. Yeah, it's good.
It always happens. Damn, do you see all those Fightful Select subscriptions just rolling in, Jimmy?
Today?
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably from people who had canceled the
That's what it is.
Month. Yeah.
First of the month, yeah.
Our
so don't be putting yourself over that easily.
I want to get to 4. We had 4,000 paying patrons this month. I saw that on the stats piece. That's so cool to me. Did you all see Laura Sanko in commentary for UFC? I did. I loved it. Long overdue. There's a lot of women, especially female fighters, that I think would be good for this. I was so happy to see this, Jimmy.
Yeah, she is really good. I agree. She is really good. And so I'm glad she got the opportunity. And I apologize. I might have her last name wrong. Megan, is it Olivier?
Megan Olivi.
Olivi. Also very good. She's very amazing. Good. And they've been using her for backstage stuff for quite a while.
Yeah, the timing that you have to have on stuff like that is crazy.
Yeah.
Josh says, do you have any idea when a go-go will return? No, I think he went home for a while, I think. We have Indigo saying, who do you see as Punk's next feud and Bryan Danielson's when he comes in?
I still think Punk MGF would be a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I know they had other plans, but sometimes you just pivot when you get something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe, because it feels like MGF Jericho is going to be wrapping up, and it feels like Punk Darby might be one and done.
Yeah.
Depending on the outcome. So I would love to see him do that. I still believe that Bryan Danielson's going to go the way of Christian. And I'm talking before Ooh. They put Christian in the world title picture, before that, where Christian was just out there, you know, just wrestling matches against newer guys and whatever. I think Bryan wants that. I think Bryan wants to come in. He wants to work different guys, different styles, different promotions even. And so I think he's going to go the way of Christian.
Yeah. Riley Walker says, has there been a date for when Pete Dunne's contract is up or any news on negotiations with him? I think he wants a contract until 2030 with a heavy guarantee and partial ownership and all kinds of stuff like that. I think that's what he wants.
You're cute, Sean.
That is completely made up.
Completely made up.
I don't know. That's inside baseball. Riley, sorry, I don't have any more information. Thoughts on the Ruby Soho vignettes. I love the Ruby Soho vignettes. Giancarlo was a stupid firing for WWE. That guy is so talented, and Ruby is just so likable. And the music that they play from a Canadian band, Metric, the Black Sheep song and one of them to the Ruby Soho Rancid song, it's so good. Have you been watching these, Jimmy?
Yeah, I've seen, I don't know if I've necessarily seen them all, but I've seen some. Mm-hmm. Very polished, very professional. And I just saw the clip of EC3 Braun Strowman too. And the trailer clip that they did. Very polished, very professional stuff. Buddy Murphy's done a bunch of that too. I respect, and Matt Cardona for that matter, I respect that these guys are doing this on their own. You know, we live in a digital age. And so I respect that they're doing this stuff on their own. And I didn't talk about Braun Strowman on the air, but I thought it was interesting that he's doing the thing with EC3. It's, I believe October 1st is when they're going to air it on iPay-per-view or whatever you call it, digital pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Interesting. What do you think? Where do you think Braun, and I shouldn't call him Braun anymore, but where do you think he's
Adam
headed?
Adam Scherer.
Where do you think he's he said it, because he's a free agent now too.
I think eventually back to WWE. I think eventually
you still think that.
I think eventually WWE will be like, you know what? I'll make that work.
Interesting.
And accept less money. We will not have time to answer all these guys, but I will have a Q&A tomorrow. But JJ says, do you think Charlotte asked to not work with Alexa because of her character? No, if she asked that, it wouldn't have happened to begin with. It just wouldn't have happened. Sports Things and Show says, do you think Shayna will ever be taken seriously as a contender in the near future? I would love like an interaction backstage of Rhea to be like, what happened to you? Like, where's the woman that I beat? Like, you're playing second fiddle to Nia Jax now. What happened to you? It takes like one of those.
Yep.
For and then a reset in booking for it to get a lot better. And I wish they would do that.
They could literally take anybody. They could take Ricochet. And Ricochet starts beating guys on Raw every week. And the next thing you know, after 3 weeks, he's a contender for Damian Priest for the U.S. Championship. It can happen that quickly.
Frank says, Jimmy, any consideration for a business Q&A? I think you should do one about once a quarter, Jimmy.
Really? When's the last time I did a Q&A?
That's a rib, because you never do your quarterly Q&As, Jimmy.
But even when I did, they weren't business Q&As.
Yeah, I don't think that's really Elix Skipper on Twitter, by the way, guys. When's the last time I did a Q&A, by the way? A long time ago. I can't even remember. Mikovsky says, just got here, live Q&A tomorrow. No, it won't be live. So what I'm doing to save a little bit of time now, I'll have you guys submit questions, and I don't want you to think your question is wasted, because it's not, because it shows me what you guys want to know about. But I'm only answering things that I do have answers for. So that chops that production time like way down. But again, you all aren't wasting questions by me not knowing, because that shows me what you guys want me to find out. And what you guys want to find out is generally the type of stuff that I report. What's the next big goal for Fightful? 4,000 subscribers immediately is mine, but I want to get to 100,000 YouTube subscribers as well.
I got some pretty big goals. Sean knows about pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
And some of them I can't talk about.
I'm just going to rest on my laurels for like 9 years. Luis says, is LA Park joining AEW? In all seriousness, who will be the one to dethrone Miro? Jimmy, I think in a lot of these situations, nobody should have anybody in mind. Wait till the right person comes along.
I agree. And think about how many title reigns there were in WWE that went a year. More than there used to be. You know what I mean? Roman just hit a year. Bayley hit a year. You know, it's more common than it used to be. I think Miro is just doing incredibly well. Yeah. He's on fire. Why fuck it up? The only thing I would do if interested is I would add Lana, CJ Perry to the act, because I think together those two are gold. I would add her to the act. Otherwise, I would roll with it. Miro's doing awesome. I'd roll with it.
Alan says, find it strange Malakai isn't on All Out. Any chance we get something with him tonight setting up a match? I don't think so. I would assume he's been told he's not on it because I had somebody saying, hey, we were just told that he was available for a booking the weekend of All Out, and that was very unusual after they were told that he wasn't going to be. Mm. JJ wants his Suzuki Orange Cassidy match. Me too, man. Should we expect him to pop up in AEW? I think he'd be a good fit in AEW, like doing a one-off or something like that, Jimmy.
I feel like he's been advertised for some American stuff recently,
yeah? Yeah. Stan says, I love the tweet about being professional. I'm learning that matters little anymore with how people handle their business. I ain't your journalist. I ain't your professional guy. I'm not that. I am what I am, and that's what you guys like. So I answer to this fella over here and nobody else. I don't answer to anybody else, like especially some random on Twitter whose business we're not going to get anyway. So,
and even then, he barely answers to me.
Barely do. But you know, if my wife came up to me and she is like, listen, this is affecting my shoot job, then I would switch something. Otherwise, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't have to. There's nothing in stone saying you have to conduct yourself this way. If somebody is bad to you, you have to be good to them with a smile on their face. No, we've cultivated a very, very nice community by letting that community know that we do not let pieces of shit in our community. And as a result, that community is more willing to invest in us and spend time with us. And that's what I want. I want you guys to know that pieces of shit will not be tolerated with Fightful or in Fightful or anything like that. So you guys can come here, you can have fun. And if somebody's being a fucking asshole, you're going to get kicked out. There you go.
And sometimes when I want to get stuff done, I just email Sean's wife.
That does happen.
It's true.
Multiple times.
Yeah, it's true. And she does it quick, too.
I'm surprised. Poppy Squeeze says, knowing that Bray Wyatt's 90-day non-compete ends in late October, could you see him making a debut on Rampage? I don't think he's a good fit for AEW. I think he's a great fit for actually New Japan. I think that if they did a scaled down Fiend version, I think it'd amaze some
that
of the
stuff
fans
would work.
There.
Yeah,
I think he would be perfect in Impact. I don't think he's going to go to AEW. I don't
see the problem. Me. And I think that you're right. The problem is he can't be Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So he'd be basically, what's his real name? Wyndham Rotunda.
Yeah, I will. Well, he could be Wyndham Wyatt.
He could be
Bray Wyndham.
Yeah.
He could be those.
He could be any of that.
So
yeah.
Bray Rotunda, whatever. Yeah. If I were him, I would probably go Bray Wyndham. I think that would be a good one because you got the Bray W there.
Yep.
And so many people call him Bray, yep. Bray. And you're allowed to use half of the name, like half of a common name. And that's what it is. If I were him, I'd be doing Bray Wyndham because Wyndham is very familiar.
Yeah. And I also don't think that the Fiend magic shit will necessarily work well in AEW, but you know what would either. The swamp guy, he's got the whole world in his hands. That guy would crush an AEW.
I think if they brought that gimmick back to WWE right now, it would be some of the most and creatively did it well. It'd be some of the most creatively satisfying stuff. It wouldn't be an over the top merch seller like the Fiend.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a gold mine.
Yeah.
But I think that is the best thing. And the way that I always put it, Jimmy, the horror movies that I like aren't the ones about ghosts or supernatural or possessions. It's about stuff that you think could happen to you, that you could be like, I'm going to take a wrong turn in the woods or on a kayak trip or something, and I'm going to run into these guys. And that's terrifying.
This is interesting. So why is it that type of movie appeals to you? Is it because you put yourself in their shoes and that's what you want to happen to you?
I don't want it to happen to me, but I can put myself in their shoes.
Interesting.
I mean, ain't nobody beating me up, Jimmy. That's not happening, buddy. That ain't happening.
You know what? When Bray Wyatt was released, I went back and watched some of his stuff. I forget what year it was. It was when he had Cena at WrestleMania. I went back and watched some of that stuff, and he was so good, man. He was so good. Going back and watch. Remember he had the child choir with the goat masks, the sheep masks. That was so good. And then again, he would just get in the ring. He would look at the crowd and he wouldn't even have a mic. He would just go like this.
Yep.
And they would all sing on cue. They, man, that was
good. Other time. Companies can use. He's got the whole world in his hands. They can do that too. Yes. One of the only things that bummed me out about when everybody started to do the lights on the phone, the fireflies, is it got rid of the clap. Like people couldn't clap along with the music anymore. And I thought that took a little bit out of it. I got a lot of people asking about Bruce and Vince producing NXT. I don't know. I still got to ask people about that. But if it's confirmed, we'll report as much. But Jimmy, anything else you got?
No, that's it. I was telling Sean, I didn't have a long time to put a list together today. That's why I thought, let's just do a live Q&A on The List Goes On today. Yeah, every now and then, right? Every now and then. Yeah. So there's nothing else. We're good.
Till next time, guys. We're out.